Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Moshe Naimi Marotzi Sheyichyu. And the schus Torah Tzvi Raphael Ben Dvar Esther, Hushlem B'Soch Shachal Yisrael. It's based in the Torah made of Rabbeinu, Kohen Rav Avraham Ginachovsky, Zecher Tzadik Levroche. And just as a hakdama, Rav Avraham has endless amounts of Chiddushei Torah. Most of it has not yet been published. A number of years ago, there was a sefer called Bar Almoigim on Maseches Brachos, a thick book on Brachos, with tremendous Chiddushim. But it was not available for purchase for quite a while. And now it's once again available. You can get it in Rechov Noam Elimelech 14 in Bnei Brak, or in bookstores. In addition, there's a sefer Bar Almoigim Maseches Shabbos, a new sefer, Pilei Plus, that can also be purchased in bookstores. So I just want to encourage people to learn Torah's Rabbeinu Avraham, Ki Hadvarim Hem Meirei Einayim U'Mesamchei Lev. Okay, so a few shtikalach about Inyani Purim. Haba Aleinu Ve'al Kol Yisrael L'Toiv, it says in Megillas Esther, in the second chapter, ninth pasuk, Ve'hikavitz Besulais Shenis U'Mordechai Yoshev B'Shar HaMelech. And the Gemara says in Megillah 13a that Achashverosh went to Mordechai and he asked him an Eitzah. He said, what can I do to get Esther to spill the beans? I want to know where she's from. In Esther Magedis, Esther's being very secretive. So I want to get her to tell me where she's from. So Mordechai gave an Eitzah. And the Eitzah was that he should bring the girls are jealous of each other. Girls are jealous sometimes. So he says to Achashverosh, he says, listen, gather the besulos again. Gather the girls again. And then Esther's going to be jealous. And in order that she should find favor in your eyes, she's going to tell you where she's from. That was his Eitzah. Einisha miskanel bi'erech averta. And now he gathers the girls again, the besulas again. She's going to have the kinna. She's going to be afraid that Achashverosh is going to take another girl. And then she's going to be megale. And still the pasuk says, Vayter, no, ein Esther magedes moladeta. She didn't tell. That's the Gemara in Megillah. The Maharsha there explains that Mordechai gave him this Eitzah because he thought maybe he would like one of these girls and then he's going to send Esther away. Because he was hoping to save Esther. That's what Rashi explained in Megillas Esther 2:10, that Mordechai told Esther not to tell where she's from. So rather that they should assume she's from a disgraceful family and send her away. Because if they know she's from descended from Shaul, they're going to say, "Ah, a chashav a yiddish amedel." But if she doesn't tell where she's from or this her yichus, then they'll just send her away. So that was Mordechai was trying to save her. Don't tell where you're from. He tells Achashverosh to get new girls, get a new set of girls. Maybe he'll send Esther away. Now the kasha is that maybe women are going to come who are married to, who are married. Eishes b'nei Noach, they're going to come meritzona. And even if it's not ratzon, maybe they'll be forced, and they want sometimes. This is a discussion, we've talked, spoken about it in the past. Ratzon and oinus together. According to many, that's also considered ratzon. And so maybe they're going to be girls that come. Maybe they'll already be married, but maybe they'll hope to find favor in the king's eyes. And maybe there won't be besulos. I don't know. It says he gathered the besulos of Mara and Anashis ben Noach once he's boel her. So that's how they get married, with Be'ilah, with Maisa Bia. They don't have a, you know, Maisa Kedushin or anything like that. It's a Bia. So Mamela, until she's had Bia, how could she be married? So maybe married women are going to come also. Because they want to win over, want to get into the palace. So there is such a chashash. Or maybe there are other, maybe there is a hechatimsi that are, if there are other shittas, that I only know shittas Rambam, but maybe there are other shittas that Ben Noach can get married without actual bia, maybe just if he's misyachid. It's marriage. Akopanim, there's a chashash here that Ahasuerus is going to be having bia with a woman he's forbidden to, with a married woman. And the question is, how are you allowed to be machshil Achashverosh in this Isser in order to save Esther? Lefnei Iver. So you see from this, you're allowed to save a Jew from a Sheva al Tasev, Isra Shasish. It was Sheva al Tasev because Esther was passive, Esther was Karka Olam. But you're allowed to save a Jew from a Sheva al Tasev, Isra Shasish by being Machshil, a Goy with Lefnei Iver, which is a Lav Gamor. So you're Machshil Achashverosh with a Lav Gamor in order to save, or possible Lav Gamor, in order to save Esther from a Sheval Taisa Veshasish. Esther's Sheval Taisa Veshasish, because Esther was married. Mordechai, according to Chazal. So that would be the halacha that comes out from the story. So what would be the din in a case where a goy is forces a Jew to eat a chatzi shir of nevela, which is not a lav gomor, and he can save himself by giving a nochri, Aver Menachai. And then the Jew's going to be over in Lifnei Iver. So you're allowed to be over in Lifnei Iver when a goy does an Aveira, be machshil a goy, in order to save yourself from eating a chatzi shir, which isn't a lav gomor. So maybe Lifnei Iver is more chamor than chatzi shir of Nevela, and therefore you can't give the goy the chatzi shir of Nevela. You can't give the goy the Aver Menachai in order to save yourself from the chatzi shir of Nevela. Because maybe the Lifnei Iver of being Machil the Goy is worse than your Chatzi Shir of Nevela. We can say maybe it's not true. Because maybe an Aver of a Goy is less chumra than the Aver of a Jew. Even though the Goy is doing it Bashir Shalom and a Jew is doing it Bachatzi Shir. So maybe you should be Machil the Nachwi of the Mar. Shall we see that you're allowed to save a Jew from Sheva Al Tais of Isser Eish Yisish? Because Esther was Karkoilim, so Sheva Al Tais, like we said. But you're allowed to save a Jew from the Isser of Eish Yisish by being Machil the Goy. He was being Machil Achashverish. Another shayla of the chumra of an avera of a guy. Somebody, let's hear machriach. Someone's machriach, a Jew, forces a Jew to eat every menachai, and the dino sheyavra val yahareg. We know every menachai you eat and stay alive. You don't die in order not to do the avera of every menachai, and he can save himself by giving a goy every menachai leritzon lechora. It's mutter to give to the goy. Even though the goy is not allowed to eat Aver Menachai, nevertheless, the goy also has the heter of pikuach nefesh. In other words, what's going on over here is that this Jew's life is in danger. The only way he can save himself is by eating Aver Menachai. So better give it to the goy. If he can save himself by giving it to the goy, let him give it to the goy. Let the goy eat the Aver Menachai. And there's the heter of pikuach nefesh. So the Jew eats is also a heter of pikuach nefesh. But better let the goy do the Aver for the pikuach nefesh than the Jew. He's not thinking about the pikuach nefesh. Doesn't matter. You see in Menachas Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, you go after his mice and not his machshava when somebody is intending to go fishing on Shabbos and he also saves a baby. So you go buser his mice and that he saved the mice. If he saved the baby, then he's putter. Another opinion there says he's chayv because you go buser his machshava to get the fish, but that's there because the fish, that's only like that because the fish aren't part of that sala. If the fish were part of that sala, then he'd be potter. So here, when the guy eats the Evrim and Achayim, no, he doesn't know about it, but the Maisa, that's that salt. It's what's saving the Jew from, that's what's saving the Jew's life. So Mimela, maybe better give it to the guy, because maybe the Avera of the guy is in as Chamra as your own Avera. However, maybe there's a sad not to give it to the guy, because for a guy, eating Evrim and Achayim is Misa, and for a Jew, it's just a lav. So maybe better give it to eat it yourself and be over the lav and not give it to the guy and be over an echiyuv misa. And when the guy, not be machshel the guy in an echiyuv misa. And what's the shayla? What's the din if somebody is enforced being eating Avram and Achai for pikoch nefesh and he's going to convert? So he can eat it out goy, where it's echiyuv misa, or he can eat it out yid, which after he converts, where it's only a lav. What do we say? We say he should eat it out goy to save his life, because he's still a guy, so maybe it's better to do an aver as a guy, even though it's a more chamar aver, it's a chiv misa, or no, better do it as a Jew, or maybe it's better to do it as a Jew, because there it's only going to be a lav, it's not going to be as chamar. So what's the din? So that's really our shaila. What's worse, the aver of a guy or the aver of a Jew? The aver of a guy worse. The Mabit writes in the Sefer Basil, Kim and Charachu, a Perak Yudalit, that a guy is nenash b'misa is because they have sheva mitzvahs, and a ben Noach has so few averis to mitzvahs to keep, so he's a bigger poshea when he doesn't keep one of them. So it could be that the fact that the guy is chayiv misa isn't because the avera is so chomer. Maybe he's chayiv misa, but it's not also the chomer of the avera. It's because he has so few mitzvahs. What is he doing an avera for? So maybe, even though in Achinami he's Chiv Misa, and the Jew only has a lav, but maybe if it's giving it to a guy, or the Jew eating it himself, he should give it to the guy. Because better the guy do the Avera than the Jew. Why the guy is Chiv Misa? But it's not because his Avera is so chamor. Rather, it's only because he has such few mitzvahs. So he has no right to be doing an Avera. But it's not because the Avera itself is more chamor. And Mimela, maybe better give it to the guy to eat the Evrim and Achai, even though he's a Chiv Misa, than the Jew, was a lav. If you want to know my Netiyas Halev, which is obviously completely irrelevant to anybody who is to anybody except for myself, it's that the Jew's Aveir is more chamer than the guy's Aveir. In other words, more philosophically, that we believe Rashis Baral Kimishu Sel Shinuku Rashis, and in a word, the Tachas Abri is Am Yisrael. So when a Jew does an Aveir, we see in the Torah, it says in Pasuk and Amos, that 3:2, Rak eschem yadati mikol mishpachos ha'adam al kein efkor aleichem es kol avonoseichem. I only know you from all the families of earth. I'm so close to Am Yisrael, and therefore you get it worse. That's why the Jews get worse punishments when we sin. So even though in Achinami, maybe the guy is doing it's more a chomer of an avera by the guy when he eats Avraham and Achai than by us, but still. So the Jews avera is a completely different category, more chomer category, because he's the guy's sheva mitzvahs are just to keep society functioning properly, as the Sfarim say, whereas the Jew has a much much higher, much more metaphysical purpose. Okay, anyway, that's just my own Netiyas Halev. Let the Jew not do the Aveir. Al Kopanim, we move on. We'd like to discuss Mechilas Sofik Chov. Yesh La'ayin, what's the din? Are you Yotze Matonis Levyonim by being Moichel Chov? For example, the Evyon was chai of money. In other words, let's say you have a poor person, he owes you $100. And you're moichel l'chov on Purim. You go up to him, you say, Yankel, I'm moichel, ich bin moichel. So, Kedushin doesn't work mechilas chayv. Kedushin, you need a maisa nesina. You need to give something concrete. But by maybe here, being moichel l'chov works. And that's what Rabbeinu writes. He writes, v'hayinir l'neis daiti shapir dami. It's very good. And what about rekod l'fonai? That was by my Kedushin, your Akidah's with money, right? Like I personally like to tell jokes. If you know me, you know I like to tell jokes and crack jokes and joke around. It's one of my weaknesses. In any event, so let's say I think I'm funny. And I go to an Ani and I say to him, listen, I have three jokes, knee splitting. So is that the expression? You fall off your seat, so funny. Okay, and I want to be hinani muchan azum lekayim mitzvah seisha matanis levyon. Because if you go to a comedy club, that humor is worth money. I could sell my jokes to comedians also. And he's getting entertainment that people are willing to pay for. So can you be yotze matonis levyonim by telling jokes, by dancing in front of somebody? Somebody's a graceful dancer. Or koid lefane. You can say that's nuts. No, but it works for kedushin. Maybe it could also work for matonis levyonim. Okay, but let's get back to being moichel chayv. So let's say it works. You could be moichel chayv and you're yotze matonis levyonim if you're moichel chayv, if you forgive a debt. Forgive a debt, you're yotze matonis levyonim. What's the din going to be if it's a safek chayv? A safek chov. In other words, we're not sure if he owes me. And memela, the evion is potter from paying the chov because I'm motzmei chaver l'varaya. And then he doesn't have to pay me, but he still might owe me. And then I'm moichel the safek chov. I said, listen, you might owe me, you might not. You don't have to pay me l'maisa, but don't worry about it. Sleep well at night. I'm moichel. Are you yotze with that matanis levion? And the church of safek is, do we say he's yotze, the person is moichel the chov? Because let's say that he's chayv, he gave him matana and sveikol the kula. So you have to go the kula. It's only derabanan, so go lekula and say that that we're not sure if he really owes you money, but let's go lekula and say that he does, and you'll be yotze matanas levyon, or maybe no, you're not yotze, because the choiv was the loives b'teras vaday. In other words, he doesn't vaday have to vaday. He doesn't have to pay. He's a motzei mechaver l'varaya. Since I'm motzei mechaver l'varaya, and the choiv belongs to the oni b'teras vaday, so memela. Tfisa is no good. You can't do tfisa. And therefore it's not considered that you're giving him anything. You can't be tyfis this chov, it's his. So when you're moichel, the safik chov, it's not considered that you're giving him anything. Now if we say that safik matanis levyonim is lakula, even if we say that divrei kabbalah chamira, v'sveiko l'chumra, like the Tur Heaven says, Megillah 5b, the Ramas l'chas gyo, prima gada, mishpzai zov, sov sim tafreit sadi beiz, was brought in the Mishnah Brura, sivkot dezayin. By the way, I have to tell you that Avraham had Mishunah Dikabakias and Svarim and Chuvah Svarim, and this you don't always see it, but when you ask him a question, he'll tell you some far out Chuvah Sefer that you might never have heard of, and Simon this and this. He was Moiridik, or Vadi Yosef. When you see his Svarim, then you already see, he spills the beans. He just tells you, Ayen, 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 boom, 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 boom. Pile, pile, plus, Chacham of Vadi Yosef. In any event, so let's say that we say Divrei Kabbalah, Chamira, and Sveiko Lekula, like the sources that I just mentioned, because we're talking about Divrei Kabbalah, it's mentioned in Megillas Esther to give Matanis Levyonim. So maybe Sveiko is Lechumra. Nevertheless, Yesh Ladun, if there's a Roiv that the Loiva has to pay. I was talking about a scenario where odds are that he didn't pay the Chov. So there's a Rov that he has to pay. Now, Ein Olchem Mamonach HaRov. But maybe here we're dealing not with a regular Mamonis case, we're dealing with a mitzvah. And the mitzvahs we do follow Rov. So since Al Pi Rov, he's still Chayiv. Maybe if you're Mochel, you did your mitzvah. So maybe Yesh Ladin, that Yotzei Dechovoso, if there's a Rov, if there's the odds are on your side that he owes you, it's not 50-50. So it would appear that even though it belongs to the Loiv B'Teiratz Vadai, since Tfisas HaMalva doesn't work, nevertheless, it also belongs to the Malve if the Loiv is Chayiv. Like, it says in the Chuvas Chadusha Arim and Simen Hey, the Chazon Ish Evino Ezer, Noshim, Simen Lamed Tes, Sif Kotin Gimel, giving you an exact address, that it's true that you can't be Taifes, money from this guy, and the Din of Hamotzi Mechaver Oliver Raya makes Balos Vadois, means he's definitely the owner. He's definitely the owner. However, it could be that the other guy's also the bailiff. In other words, if someone owes me money, he has it, it's his, but he has balut vadeit on this money. But it could be kapishmai gal that it's also mine. And with this, there were miyashiv this stira between the sugin bav abasur gimeli lanos pe aleph amit beis and the sugin bav metzian tukfo coin vav amit aleph. Again, chedusha arim and orachaim simin hey and chazanish aben ezer noshim 39:3. So therefore, if so, even though the din is hamotzi mechaver l'varaya, tfisa is not going to be effective because it's shelo bevadai. But and if so, and if he's moichel, what did he give him? Nevertheless, since klapi shmaya could be that he really does owe the money, so that means it's also mine, and therefore it's me, the lender, and therefore it's considered that I gave it to you. It's considered that I gave it to you, to this person, if I'm moichel. So, if you're holding it to the Rabbanan, if you're dealing with the Rabbanan, You could be Mekel and say that it's also mine. Even though you're right, I can't take it from you, but it's also mine. And or maybe in the case of Rov, if Rov that you owe me, you're right, I can't take it from you and it's yours, you have Ba'alut Vada'it. But since this is a mitzvah, so if I'm Mochel, so we follow the Rov and we say that it's also mine and I'm giving you a Matana. I'm giving this not to you, the Ani, I'm giving the Ani a Matana. So b'mechilas v'shaper yetzei yedei chovas matnas matanas lani adav yainim. And then Rabbeinu Avram writes, kein nire be'enai atshutais, ach yadati ne'amon amach erki. So it would appear in my, he really lowers himself. Talks about his impoverished state. Now, let's say the Evyon has a takana that he should say, that maybe the Evyon has a takana, he can say, I'm sorry, I don't want mechila. Especially if it's a Safik Chov, what's the point of him getting mechila? What is he gaining from that? And this way he figures, I'm not going to get the mechila, and then he's going to give me real money. He's going to give me real cash, not just some little mechila. I'll get the real thing. However, in the Kabbalah Kashyaisa and Simon Membeis, he brings the Ran in the name of the Ra'oh, Ksubis, Nun Gimel Amin Aleph, the Ramaskal Mechelis, that Mechil is effective, even Baal Korchoi Shel HaNimcho. In other words, even if the Nimcho, somebody who's getting Mechila, doesn't want the Mechila, Mechil is still effective. So according to that, the Kabbalah Kashyaisa asked, so why did Hillel have to be Metak in principle? So that the Malvim don't lose their money with Shemitah, there's another Eitz, and Erev Hashanah he should say, he should push it off. Say, no, I'm not interested. I don't want you to pay me now. Pay me after Rosh Hashanah. Pay me after Rosh Hashanah. There's no Shemitah. It's not canceled because Zman Pirun is after Shemitah. And even though the Loiv is not interested in Harach Zman, nevertheless, according to the Rav, Mechila Baal Karchoi is Mechila. So therefore, he can say, push it off till after Rosh Hashanah. So why can't he just be Moichel? Why don't we even Eitzah and say, yeah, don't owe me now. Pay me back after Rosh Hashanah. That's if Mechila Baal Korchach is Moil. But it would seem that the Gemara doesn't give that Eita. So maybe you can't be Moichel Baal Korchach. So if you can be Moichel Baal Korchach, so then the Evyon can say I'm Moichel. The Malva can say I'm Moichel to the Evyon. But it seems from here you can't be Moichel Baal Korchach. Otherwise you would just be able to push off the loan till after Rosh Hashanah. So if you can't be Moichel Baal Korchoi, you have to have the agreement of the one who owes you, of the borrower. If you cannot be Moichel Baal Korchoi, then let the Evyon say, I don't want your Mechila. Moichel Toivis. I don't want your Mechila, and if I don't want your Mechila, so then this way he's going to get real money. I don't want your Mechila. You can't be Moichel against my will. In the Sefer Kabbalah Nechusa, which is printed at the end of the Sefer Shari Ziv in Sidney Membav, he's Mechalik. And he says, even though Mechila is effective Baal Korcho, but to extend the time is not a good Baal Korcho. So to extend the loan till after Rosh Hashanah, he can't do. But to be Mochel, completely he can do. Against the person's will. So, Maishna, what's the difference? So if that were true, then Mechila is Mahani Baal Korcho, Malva could be Mochel to the Evyon Baal Korcho. But the question is, what's the source for such a chiluk? What about Matanis Lavyona by Malva being Marvich Lazim? In other words, money is owed. And then he says, I'm extending the loan. So extending the loan is worth money. You know, people pay money to have money in their pocket. So is that Matanis Lavyona or not? Anyway, as always, Reb Avraham really gets us thinking. There's still a lot more to talk about. Rabbi Isai, we have velts to talk about, velts. So please stay tuned, and we'll see a lot more. B'li neder, b'li neder, b'ezer Hashem. And I hope you'll purchase your Baral Mogim. I hope I also am Zeche. Mr. Shem, Bli Neder, Bli Neder. Be amazing. Okay. Shalom, shalom. Thank you so much for listening.